Okay. Today we're continuing in Inyone Siva and discussing the idea of Siva Ba'ochlin when what's called Shalkayama. Let's take a look. The famous halacha here, page 4. Let's take a look. Well, yes, it has to be Ksiva Shokayam. We could see here and the question is what's the shear of Kayama. Here, take a look in the Rambam. Okay, we'll see in a second. So take a look in, first let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch here on page 4. Amochek diyo shal klaf l'shava shal pinchas ni, okay, Hagah, Ramah. Also lishbor ugos shiksuvos alav kimin osius. Avu pisha inu mechavin rach v'achila. The Havei Moichik.
Can he eat it?
But he says that you can't eat cookies that have writing on it, even though you're only mechavin for achila. But that's Moichik. So that's what the Ramor says. So says the Magen Avraham, in other words, last week we discussed that ksiva is not only osios, but if you have like little pictures or signals or things, you know, different images that are not letters, that's also kosev. So if you erase that, that's called mochik. So then, anytime you have a cookie, even if it doesn't have a letters on it, but it has like a picture of something on it, it should be also to eat. Says that's his kasha. So again, you can't a few ksuvim of tzurus yehi or sud has atzar sur chayim. Can a mochu nami chayim. So he leaves it for tzorchim, and then he says the famous machloikas about the letters on the side of the book, you know, the stamp on the side of like a library book and things like that. So that's the famous machloikas. We'll discuss this more in the future, Bez Hashem. Because of the Tshuvas Ramah, Simukub Yotes, the Sefer Shakosov al Dapim Osios, Mutal the Poschul and Olam. That's the Ramah Shita. You could open up a Sefer that has letters on the side.
Is that you're clearing a space for writing. Not that you're destroying it. If you're opening the book, you're not preparing to write. Same thing if you're eating a cookie that has words on it.
Right, so the question is maybe that's only midraisa, but maybe midrabanan there still could be an issue. I think that's what some of them. Ramah doesn't mean it'll be an issa deraisa, but maybe it'll be a drabana. So the Ramah says that if you have letters on the side of the thing, it's not even drabana. Because of the Shubhas Ramah, the same because of Adap and Moses, Mutal, the Postal, and Allah, they came into also Linol, Naftok, Lakim, Shemokhi. Ramah says it's no different than closing a door on Shabbos. Why don't you say closing a door is bona? Yes, it is. It's on the hook already, and it's made to open and close. So you're not doing anything new. However, the Lvush Kosov Shukorov L'chiv Chatas. The Lvush says that if you open a sefer, it has letters on it, then it's Korov L'chiv Chatas, so hein there li l'hachmir. Yeah. Right. Yeah. The rice are in Then he says, Mikneses Agdola Kosov Shinogim Lahatir, Pei Kosov Rasha Levi. But then he writes an interesting point. Because of Shom, the Dafke Kishikosvim Alugos Osios Midover Acher. In other words, the osius can't be the cookie. Or it's something that you put on top of the cookie. That's what the osius is talking about. About shaksiva he may uga atzma b'defus. Whereas if you made the...
biscuits with the name of it.
Yeah. It would be a shari. L'chein ochel m'uga shesh lem tziyur.
So he says, so therefore we... if you have pictures on the thing, it's okay. And the good report down the Sefer Shvili David here on page 8. In the second paragraph on the left side, I didn't bracket it. The last two lines on the paragraph that begins with Chaim on page 8. Says Belechas Makim Parzik Koyk Shosa Tzur Bekli Atzmo Ubelechas Kosev Koyk Shosa Hatzur Midover Acher. In other words, if you make a tzura from the kli itself, that can be Makim Parzik. Kosev means you have to put something else on it. And the way it's explained, I think Shechta said over. I think it's a Devar Avram or something. I think others are, well, that Siva needs a background. So it means you put something on this, on the Kli, and now you have a background. But if you make the Tzura from the thing itself, say you make a cake in the shape of an olive or two olives, so then there's no background. I think Rav Shechta said years ago someone gave a chabur in the kol, maybe Rav Glau gave it or something, about sky writing. You know?
Sky
writing? Yeah. Right, but is there this sort of sky? In other words, but what about Mitzad writing the osios?
I'm trying to figure out the evidence here.
I don't know.
To read it, I mean, what's the question?
What?
Can't fly a plane, that's for sure.
No, but
if you're in the plane from the port Shabbos, if you're allowed to turn on the smoke exhaust thing.
Yeah, when you get a isser of I think Rav Shechta said someone in the Kol gave a chabur about that years ago, maybe Rabbi Blau, I don't know. And the discussion was around this idea, as Rabbi Shechta pointed out, whether his ksiva without a background. Skywriting at Shabbos.
Spying.
Oh, meaning
like in the sky, like those planes
at that time. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, take a look now in the Mishnah Shabbos on page 9, Kuvdal Adav. Where the arrow is on the left. Kosev v'mashkim v'meit peiris v'arav v'drachim v'masochim kol dovash enu miskayim potter. So it says if you write with something that Einu Miskayim is Potter, and the Rashba is important down to the point, what is Einu Miskayim? So the Rashba writes on page 10, on the left side, the last word on the line is the Mekayimi, on page 10, on the top, the last word on the line is the Mekayimi Tzatz. Achadagim Shomad Eodim Lichvav Dvarim Shenasim Mekayim L'Olam. In other words, it doesn't have to be Miskayim La'olam. As long as you write something, Miskayim Ktsas Hashem Darkam Ne'olam Dukhtam Dvarim She'inam Asuyim Miskayim La'olam. In other words, as long as it's the derech to write this down, and you need it for who knows how long, so that it'll last for that. But it doesn't have to be Miskayim La'olam. So if you write something that you need, you want it to be lasting for whatever purposes you have of writing it, that even though it won't be Mekayim Lolam, that's called the Mekayim. Well, so if you take a look in the Sefer Beis Shlomer, Shlomer Trimmer, right, one of the Dolei Achronim, on page 12. So he says like this. Al Dvar She'ilosu Shemor Echad Hitir B'Kilosu L'mozik Echad Shemocha Yayim. There was a Rav who gave it the following heter. There's somebody who gives out wine on Shabbos and Yontif on credit, the Hakafa. But he's afraid that people are not going to pay him back. So he wants to keep cheshbon. So how is he going to keep cheshbon? Omnu yan ki rabu hakoinim ulman lo yishkach shamalokim kamalokum matzik la'atzmo goy. So he has a goy. Sheyichtov b'krayt aluch shachor with chalk, a blackboard. The name of the person who took the wine and how much he took. Because he's keeping a cheshbon with a chalk on a blackboard. And so the Rav said that it's okay. And well, he's giving it to him now, and he'll pay for it later.
How's that work?
He's buying it on credit.
That's not an issue of the problem with
transport ownership. Yeah, potentially it's not so. If you just hand something miyad liyad, then she just holds that that's okay. If you live in an Erev and you bring a kveis wine to somebody's house for Shabbos,
that's a little different. I'm not payment there. Here it's clear, black and white. I'm drinking, you're drinking it, so therefore, like, I'm bringing it to your house for Shabbos. Here, if I'm just transferring ownership, the guy's writing it down, he's going to money with it. Why is that?
For a money, if you're bringing it,
so that's a whole discussion. That's what people do, but it's not so posher that you believe to do it. That's maybe one day we should do the Darabonans of Shabbos.
That's what we're doing. This seems to be most of the Darabonans in this case now.
So he had two heterim.
Yeah,
one is that one guy tells another guy, Sheyachzi Shnei Goyim, Vamocha Yomer Ligoyechad, Shem Amokev Kamaloka. Vagoy Halaze Yomer Advarim Ligoy Ha'acher.
He's assuming
that you need the wine for Kiddush. What? He's assuming he needs the wine for Kiddush because it's only even Amir Al Amir Al Akhbar. Yeah. Okay. That was one thing. So he pilpels, is that a good heter? And then, on page 13, is a question that maybe writing on a blackboard is only drabon. Page 13 on the left. So I had to. Shekosub b'krayt aluach poshut, right? That was another tzad kula, and maybe it's only drabanan. Leisa klal. He says that's a real bad heter. Why? Umavadehu melacha daraisa. But as he's saying, well, maybe it's you do get a goy to do a drabanan, so it's a shvus to shvus. He's writing on a blackboard. Maybe it's drabanan. Well, mikri kosev v'dov shenu skayim rak mikosev v'mashkin. Because here, as soon as it dries up, it's gone. But she'en came because of b'krayt, she'lo yimchakeh, rak she'imchakeh b'yadayim. The blackboard is not going to evaporate by itself. You got to do an action. It's not like the mashkin that will dry up and then it's gone. But she'en came because of b'krayt, she'lo yimchakeh, rak she'imchakeh b'yadayim, vaday mikri, Ksav Omiru Miskayim. He says that's called Ksav. The writing on a blackboard is an Issa
Daraisa. And what is the reason for that? That's the way you write?
He's saying because even though it could very easily be, but if you don't do anything,
if you don't do anything, it'll stay there.
It'll stay there. Yeah. It's not like the mashkin when you write with the liquid. So as soon as the liquid dries up,
it's over.
It's over.
Last week you said the source was writing on the pole of the mishkan, like what number it was. Or why. So you're not going to do it with chalk. You're not going to do it with chalk. You want it. I mean, it's not the.
And then he brings a raya. In other words, you can use the dio to write a sefer Torah that's erasable. So therefore that would be good. So therefore it comes out that you're writing a Sefer Torah with something that's not even considered Siva for Shabbos if you hold this. What this Rav said, that anything he could erase is not close up. So he says it's not. He doesn't think it's true. You can't really say it's a shvus to shvus if you tell a guy to write. So everybody writes here. Sof Dovar on the left side, page 14. Shamorish Yisher Tzar Kapara. He says the rabbi who gave this heter, he needs kapara. He lo hora keshura. He didn't pass him properly. So that was his idea. Now, there's another interesting discussion about Ksav on Shabbos in the Beis Yitzchak, the Yitzchak Shmelkis. So look here, he has a thing of what's the issur of recording something on Shabbos? Page 16. There is what's the issur? I heard the second hand, third hand. As they say that someone one year once recorded the Satmar Rebbe's davening on Yom Kippur. Obviously without the shus. So what's the issur? So you have a recorder that's on from before, say. What's the aver? Which malach is it? So the Beis Yitzchak wants to say, he didn't put the Ladaber b'Shabbos l'mechona hanikra phonograph. Ukliya mechzekas hadibo yamin rabim zevade osur. So you know what he wants to say? Nation is have roshim b'ashava hanimseis b'mechona hazos v'have kikosif. He says the aver is kosif.
Those are all the machines. I don't think anybody else here is old enough to remember this.
Yeah,
my bar mitzvah, I remember. The bar mitzvah teacher.
Yeah.
And they had a machine that looked like a record player, more or less, but it had a microphone.
Yeah.
And he leaned into it, and Mamish made a record out of it. But a record, if you look at it, you need a good magnifying glass, there's Mamish Siva. You know, it's not English, but there's bumps and hills and valleys and stuff, and that's how it reads.
I mean, so in your voice, the person who's speaking into it.
You're not moving molecules, there's little shreds of plastic flying off of it.
Because of the sound waves.
As opposed to, let's say, a tape recorder.
a recorder like this, where you matter with molecules, it's still moving, obviously,
so
it's not visible to the eye, even under magnification.
Right. Oh, so you're saying that the Beis Yitzchak is talking about probably...
He's talking about making a record, I presume.
A record which is visible.
On a video? Zelig's Talmud, they watch their wedding videos, they answer all the Shevardos. Then I'm on this one.
I can see if it's live. You know, they say the Chazon Ish supposedly permitted somebody who was sick on Purim to hear a live reading of the Megillah over the radio. Okay, but that's different because. Yeah, Mavakar Chol is different than whether you can hear a key of mitzvah. But I don't know. But this is a little bit much for me. To listen to you ready in the Shavuot Brachas.
Years later.
Well, let me ask you a question. Would he say that, say somebody recorded the Chavez Birkas HaMazon on the tape and you don't know how to bench, so you listen to the Birkas HaMazon on the, would he say that, or are you saying that, is it in an Amen, or is it in
an it's a logical extension. Your question is a logical extension of it. Zelig held that anybody like that is ever going to hear his Pesach Halacha. That's a separate issue.
Right.
But some.
Well, would he only say it, that it's a din amen? Because amen, maybe you have to say whenever you hear that being said, you have to answer amen that you believe in what was said. But if you want someone to be motzi, to be yotze with that, maybe Pasha says you need a.
Don't they have a
kavanah to answer? Motzi.
Yeah. So I can see a chiluk between Amen and the other things. So that's why I'm wondering how far he went. But that's a fascinating. That's a fascinating idea.
What happened if we decided?
So he says it's kosev. He was talking about what's the issue of recording something on Shabbos. So the Beis Yitzchak here, page 16, says it's ksiva. Because when you speak into the microphone, it causes an impression is caused on the... But Rabbi Ginsburg here just mentioned that he thought maybe this was referring to the old phonograph that you could actually see.
I have read further.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
The Mukhav Shabbos was the Mekosev on the Shabbos.
Maisa is not a raya to, if you want to record something at Shabbos on a more modern machine.
Right, so then it's not, I think it's not noticeable, so then... Okay. And then let's look in the Arugas Habosim. On page 17. So look what he writes here. Nikos Mutovin Yanel Lashay Losa Odos Dvir Echar Asher Yesh Lo Michush. I mean, he says nervous. He's a nervous person. So Kasher Shomea Kol Kli Zemer, when he hears music, that calms him down. Nochadaitum. Lochach Lo Zemzman Lo Kavir. The Chodesh Kli Zemer, if you got a record, a phonograph, whatever, enough to show us a mutual that Shabbos le'echem and Mashar Sabev Shabbos,
Sherech lo mechon hanal b'Shabbos. Could he tell a guy, could you put on the music for me on Shabbos? That will calm me down. And on Shabbos he needs it more. Because the rest of the week he's busy, so he doesn't get nervous. On Shabbos, he's not busy, so it has a negative effect. The Shabbos should not be a sucker of the Torah maker Shalayotah. So first he said to the Shoyal, to the Shorugus Abosim, whom Malas Motoros had seated in the Hakil of Chon and Allah Shayach Shem Misakin Mishir. He was Kalfi Yashol of Sakno, he says he doesn't like that because it's a low plug. It should be the Gzeir Shem Misakin Mishir. Low plug. All Hashmas call is us. So he thinks for sure it's going to be an Issa de Rabbanim of Shemi Yisak and Klishir, that's one thing. And then he said, the Su, he writes here on the left side, Nira, the Vlavach Ikid Migzib and Chona, he, Shemi Yisak and Fame you call Klishir da Alma. Pimashir easy b'tshuvas beis Yitzchak. Then imuter l'daber b'shabes l'mechona. Right, so he quotes the beis Yitzchak's tshuva. B'kli hanal, so machzik adiba yamim rabim. Because of the awesome nation is have a roshim b'ashava. Have you close it? Right, so he says over what the beis Yitzchak said. So he says, what then the kosev al shava? What then the osel hashmiya kol v'forum which from the hashmiya kol? The name of the mashmiros dvar the idish of davar l'mchonim is haver roshim igam shum k'siva daraisa. Came pasha the igam migzah shem idavar l'tacham l'mchon anigunim sheyotzi achachem b'shiva v'kol zimra. But he says that if recording is k'siva, so then there should be an issa to play the recording because you might come to record on Shabbos. In case Chayim Shem Kosev, I feel name. But then he says that he doesn't think it's an Issa Daraisa of Kosev. The Lagar Mi Kosev Kalachayad Baraglo Basiv. Like if you write with your mouth, if you hold a pen in your mouth, so that's Kalachayad. So this should be Kalach Hayad. So even if the Beis Yitzchak is right, that it's Kosev, but it should only be Kosev Drabanan, because it's a Shinoi. This is Shlema Shanim Shein Chayev Chatzis, Nikol Mokom Heidim Shalom Mir, the Chazal also Hashmos Kol. Haguv Atikin Klishir, Mavik Zeres Chachoma, Avim Zuzon Zayek Zeres Zubu Zman, Zem Nikol Mokom Ladar Betof Mokonim, Zev Adai Kol Arnum Baki, Im Kein Hak Zeres Krova Tzvei, he says, this is a more of a gzera, because you don't need to be such a bucky to speak into the recorder. Mitzvah came in the Shabbos Gomer, Mele also Lomer, Feel Ver of Shabbos, so it's also. Then he says, maybe this is not Mitzvah Chafur. It's only to calm him down. But it's not going to cure the situation. Well, I'm on again. So the Shlokha Shem Yisra Shvisa Kalim. Yeah. And then he says, Shabbos, he can probably distract himself also. Yeah, okay. That's a question whether you're doing it privately, whether it's a Shalom Shabbat Hadarim or not. Like Rabbi Ganaklin's mentioned, some Achronim holds only something that Chachovim asked Mishum Marasayin is also Bechedre Chedarim, but not necessarily, you know, that's what Rabbi Gnag mentioned, I think, from one of the Achronim. Yeah. Where are you reading? You can't have something do malacha if it's something that's going to have hashmas kol. Shmuz kol is very shamishit, is that just like you can't do a boda on Shabbos, your laundry machine can't do a boda on Shabbos. That's shmuz kol. The dishwasher can't be worked. So we don't pass it like Bishama, but he's saying that some hold that if it's there's hashmos kol, then we'll be moida to Bishama if the kli is making noise. So if Mogen Yesh Tachal, we're not going to change the door before klal. He says it's not really before, it's only hanachas hadas. You can't so then he thinks it's going to be a pirtza, and everyone's going to say, you know, I need to relax, and then in the door itself. Whether Goodman has whether this is called Kalachar Yad. Maybe it's not even Kalachar Yad. Whereas because that's the normal way of using, because Rav Goodman points out that don't say that recording in a recorder is ksiva kalachar yad, because no, that's the normal way of he writes here on page 21, Rav Goodman. Upashut Dein Loma Dolo Havi El Ksiva Kalachar Yad Idu Kosev Kedek Molechus HaKsiva. In other words, if you're not doing it in the Derech HaKsiva, you're pressing a button. Right? So maybe that's Ksiva
Kalachayan. Why isn't it Ksiva at all? It's not visible.
This piece is talking about writing on a computer.
Oh, you mean where it appears on the screen?
Yeah. So he says that he says the osa hamalacha kedech sheosim bekelim mevo lo mikri klacha yakeinu shekein derech lasa zu hamalacha mevo kelim ki nachnam kemi shederech siva becomputer lo mikri klacha yada alavei malacha gemura vechiyuva igel poskim chayim mishum roshim. So he says that writing on a computer. Now he's talking about that you didn't print it out on Shabbos. Someone would be mechalek that if you print it out, so that's shederech siva. But say you write in the computer and you don't print it out.
You print it out, there are middle spells.
So then he says, so what are you accomplishing? You're accomplishing that you're making, when you press the buttons, you're causing a roshim in the thing, and that ultimately that will be able to become real letters and things like that.
It's not real letters right now.
Oh, could you see it?
Little box. It's not real.
I understand. Pixels, whatever. So what?
The screen.
If you would draw little pixels on the screen, you know, a few pixels high. So it's called the ceiling.
Well, that's the next paragraph. He writes, "Baram, here's your Lord on him. Ksiva roshem ki hai she'inu nireis le'inei b'nei odom."
On a screen, writing
on a computer. Yeah, right. Rakhokuk b'toch hakli. Kashu ksiva roshem. Ein b'dvareinu, minyan balechayim she'inu mikarim ala yidei kli abota. Right? Bugs that you need a magnifying glass. I'm a dealing microscope. The Dunham is that post given Aina Lion Din Balakhaim Kumukin Yishloma and Aina Ksivas Rishim became a little Nishan Aina Habosa Haksiva Varoshim, my name is Mhashu Ksiva, is a Shanisha Chakuk Bitoch Hakli. So it could be that it's not called. In other areas in Hilchos Shabbos, we say that. All the areas of Hilchos Shabbos, or in Halacha in general, forget Hilchos Shabbos, you know, like Nira Le'inayim when it comes to bugs and things like that, you know, anything that's not Nira Le'inayim doesn't count. So this Ksiva computer is not Nira Le'inayim. Right, now unless he's what you said before, that there you see the roshim.
Well, that's on a record, what I'm saying, but on a tape or on a disc, or whatever, you can't see it.
So then what the basic Yitzchak said is using is not near Lay 9, so anything that's not near Lay 9 is
If you're playing a phonograph, is that like printing out something that can be typed in?
Yeah, that's the main point. Yeah.
You mean you recorded a song?
Yeah, it's in the phonograph.
What are you going to say? It's cohesive.
It's
hard to say that it's cohesive.
Silverstein has a true case where somebody made a bris in a hospital. And after on Shabbos, and after the bris, that's right. After the bris, you found out that the security camera recorded the whole thing. So he asked to make a copy, and he has a film of his kid's bris. So he asked for a copy, and the whoever it was, the guy from the hospital, went to ask for Silverstein if he's allowed to do it. Possible that it's also not because of recording or anything, but it's also because of parents get her. That everybody's going to want it. It'll become a regular thing.
Right.
I understand from that he held that the recording itself was not a problem.
Right.
So we only say that by this one, right?
By this one.
By this one is unlawful. You can't cook for, you can't throw in an extra piece of shit for some people that are healthy when you're cooking for a fellow because it's parents get it.
Then he says, has an interesting discussion here on page 22, to the bottom, about using a computer on Kol Moed. Is that called Maisa Hedyon or Maisa Uman?
It says, Niragam le'inyan chalamoyed osur haksiva al yidei kli ha-computer chashim ma'isa uman. Shemivur b'shut trum esadesh and zol mikri shinoi al kin nikar shini ba'etzim haksav dafka. Haksiva ha-na'al lo minkir ha-shinoi ba'etzim haksav. But it has to be... But the question is, if you take a... this was in old China, if you take a picture on Polamoy. So I'm not an Uman, I'm a hedger, but I could press a button. So, but it'll still come out to be a picture, you know? So is that called my Uman? Because maybe, since the picture's beside the result, is, so yeah, I think he quotes some machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Moshe thought it was a nice hedyot, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky thought no, from, if you look from the perspective of the result. The result is, it's a picture. Now, obviously professionals could do it better, but still, it's a real picture. It's not just a dream.
The whole Indian of not doing a Holomai was in order for me, keep the Kedusha to some extent.
Right, so yeah, but we have the thing... Right.
It's not the derech that we should don't have, you know, professional photographer or something else, but a non-professional photographer...
Right, but Melech Zuman you can't do on you can't do a Melech Zuman.
What's the minhag you're not writing on
Kolomoy? Yeah, that's... Huh? Well, that's the question. I mean... We'll talk about that in the future this year. But so it says, so when you press a button on the computer, so now anyone can press these buttons.
How about Maisa Uman? They won't do it.
So because he's saying that Maisa Uman is not about whether everyone can do it versus not. It's result oriented. Whereas now you're getting a nice Ksiva, an umandika ksiva, not just a scribble. So even though everyone could do it, but that was Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's sock, that you look from the result. And if the result is it's not just a scribble, then we call that a Maisuma. Rav Moshe said, no, it's like you said, if everyone can do it, then it's not a...
Because
I don't know where you stop. I was discussing with Rav Feinstein about, like, using a Xerox machine. Is that a Maisa Uman or is that a Maisa Hedya? So that's the same child. If it's from the perspective of the person, you don't have to be an Uman to do it, but the job you get, yeah, look, you got a nice job here. What?
Computer is feminine, so that's the real Melech as much as.
Then he talks about Yish Lodon on page 22. B'ksiva al klish and eschadish kayom al telephone shokolik b'socho kol ha-misparim b'enem special chim shem tzal. Right, today, telephone, you, so someone calls you, you, his number lights up, right? B'enem special shem tzal tzal chim doma nino k'siva sa computer v'shem k'siva alo min ha-torah. And this is real k'siva.
Display of a number that's calling you, James?
Well, right.
So
I guess
if
you
look at
what is your
malacha,
what did you do?
You dialed.
So if you dialed, they say. So then, if you dialed, your number's going to line up. And, yeah. Right, we made a circle. So ksiva yishlom dami malacha shen tzrich l'guf l'potter. Right, so that's a question whether that's a. It could be that that's a machlokes, if it's result oriented or it's maisa oriented.
And
then
there's
a tzorah. What? There's a tzorah. Yeah, so, right, but for yachid, it's not tzorah harabim, then it has to be maisa hedyo. Maisa hedyo, the tzorah hamoy, for a private person, is mutter. But if it's mutter, but if it's a ma'aseh uman and it's not tzorah harabim,
then it'll be a problem. So that's this discussion. Okay, so these are some of the interesting ideas of what's called, you know, the idea of the writing on the board with the chalk, the idea of recording, and how that fits into the law of seed.
So the other reason why the recording should be an asshole? Always. This is like an editing device.